proclamation number 6679 dated the October 27th, 1956. The ability to think is a commitment. You came forth from me and are therefore of the same fundamental substance as I am. Consequently, you had to be perfect, because nothing imperfect can emerge from me. However, the fact that you, in your human state, cannot be called perfect is beyond doubt, for you both lack strength as well as realization. You will have to admit that your knowledge is very deficient and that you are unable to create and work without restriction even if you wanted to. The latter need not be proven to you because you can detect this inadequate state in yourselves. But the former, the fact that you came forth from me, is very often doubted. Yet the human being is unable to provide himself with another explanation of his origin which is just as convincing, because even then he lacks the evidence. Thus, you must believe the latter, you have to accept it without proof. But you can nevertheless come to the inner conviction of it if you, with a will to come closer to the truth, think about your emergence as well as that of the whole of creation. This ability to think was placed into you by me, and this ability alone could be proof for you, for it testifies to something living, something self-aware, which cannot have arisen by itself but had to originate from an equally self-aware being. An all-embracing life can be inferred from the human being's own life because he cannot give life to himself, yet exists nonetheless. For the natural process of procreation is a natural law too, which had to be determined by a lawmaker first, whose will it was to let living beings arise. Thus, you could already intellectually conclude that you are living creations by an all-powerful creator, and then it should make you feel disconcerted that you are imperfect. Only when you, by using your reasoning power, have come so far as to ask yourselves this question is it possible to inform you by way of thoughts of your earthly task, that you must strive to regain your original perfection, which was your share when you originated from me. You humans lack the evidence but you are able to think. And this alone obliges you to consider the purpose of your existence and to desire clarification about it. And I will certainly grant such desire, because you are part of me, because you are the children of my love which I created for a purpose. The knowledge you are lacking can be attained by you at any time but it requires your own will. You are not compelled, precisely because you were initially created as free beings which merely used their freedom wrongly but, as a human being, should use it correctly again in order to achieve perfection once more. But the human being will once again misuse his free will if he neither employs his intellect nor his energy of life in order to live the right way of life. This is easily possible for him because he receives enough hints from me, be it through my word or through fateful influences. But it is always his will which either reacts positively or negatively. And this will is free. Yet the connection between me and my living creations will remain, even if the human being denies it, for he would not be able to exist were I to withdraw my will, my strength of love, from him. However, he will not feel his connection as long as he rejects me, as long as he considers himself a completely independent creature. Only when he, of his own free will, fully and consciously strives for the bond with me will he recognize himself and his state. And then he will return to his original state, then he will be able to create and work in light and strength and be indescribably happy. Amen.